From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As of July 1st, Georgia counties are requiring loggers to notify their governments of timber harvests and must be registered with the online timber harvest notification system at gatrees.org. Georgia Farm Bureau reports the legislation clarifies a myriad of confusing timber harvest notification requirements that were previously used. Under Georgia House Bill 897, OCGA was updated, increasing fines for failure to comply from $500 to $1,500. The Investing in Rural America Act was introduced in the House of Representatives, and the Farm Credit Council is thankful. FCC President Todd Van Hoos says this legislation will spur the development of critical facilities in rural communities like hospitals, childcare centers, and schools. He also says the bill will facilitate partnerships between farm credit, community banks, and other lenders to provide much-needed capital. And the USDA is accepting offers for nearly 2.7 million of the 4.6 million acres offered from the agricultural producers and private landowners in this year's Grassland Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. The Working Lands Program allows producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while protecting grassland and furthering the CRP's impacts. Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau says this year's sign-up demonstrates the continued popularity and success in voluntary, producer-led working lands conservation programs.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.